Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
U.S. and Chinese delegations opened 2 days of trade talks today in Beijing. They are trying to ease tension triggered when President Trump imposed higher tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports to the U.S. last year. China responded with tariffs of its own on U.S. goods coming into China. Joining us now is NPR Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Jeremy.
So yet another round of talks here. What's at stake this time? Is there any expectation that it's going to work?
Yeah, well, there's a lot at stake for both the U.S. and China here. You know, for decades, both economies have grown more intertwined, and these tariffs represent a sort of decoupling of what's become a very close economic relationship that's really defined globalism in all of its facets. So if this trade war continues, both economies are going to suffer. In the U.S., you're going to see higher prices for just about everything you can think of, basically most of your consumer goods. For China, this means a much more slower economy, more unemployment. Jobs that were once there to make products for export to the U.S. are going to shrivel up, and that means problems for Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
So what does the U.S. want heading into these talks, and what does China want?
Well, the Trump administration has a list of demands. It wants Beijing to end its practice of forcing American companies to hand over key technology in return for doing business in China. It wants China to buy more products from the U.S. in order to reduce the trade deficit. And it wants a fairer playing field for U.S. companies inside of China. Beijing is prepared to buy more American products. That's easy enough to meet the demands of hundreds of millions of consumers here. But I think what's going to be difficult for the Chinese side is to level the playing field for U.S. companies inside of China. To do that properly would require significant changes in how China manages its economy, changes that would put the Chinese government and its state-owned enterprises in a vulnerable position. So I think that is the big sticking point from Beijing's perspective.
And all along, as these talks have gone on, there have been questions about how they've been conducted, who's arguing for what from the Trump administration, whether they've got somebody who's really tough on China or somebody who's a little more friendly. Is there a framework for these negotiations? Do we know what's supposed to be on the agenda?
Well, I think the framework was really set up by the Trump administration when it imposed these tariffs last summer. I mean, it did so because it was effectively saying to China, look, you have to stop stealing our technology. You have to stop making it more difficult for U.S. companies to do business in China. You have to start following international rules of fair trade. So in many ways, that agenda has been set by the Trump administration, and they've sort of been in the driver's seat for these negotiations. On the issue of the divisions within the Trump administration, there's definitely a division. You've got Lighthizer, who is the U.S. trade representative, on one side, and I would put him in the same sort of side as Peter Navarro. And then you've also, on the other side, got Steven Mnuchin and Wilbur Ross, who seem to be more of the free trade wing of the Republican mm-hmm. Party. They would like to solve these problems very quickly, but I think Lighthizer, who comes from the Rust Belt in the United States, an area that has seen a lot of jobs lost to China, I think wants to see if he can use this opportunity to make China play fair.
Meanwhile, Rob, we've been watching the stock market go up and down in this country. One of the things that investors are worried about is the situation in China and the Chinese economy. There's a story today in the Wall Street Journal that says, in fact, things are worse in China than officials there are letting on when it comes to the effect of the tariffs. What do we know about what all of this trade war has done to the Chinese economy?
Yeah, it's difficult to see that from my perch in Shanghai and actually even Beijing. But, you know, when I talk to economists who are looking at import, export data, there seem to be a lot of problems developing. There's been a lot of chatter among Chinese economists about this in recent months. And the consensus is that, yes, China's economy and its growth is slowing more than anticipated. This is backed up by lower than expected consumption numbers and from announcements like we saw recently from Apple CEO Tim Cook that his company's numbers would be worse than expected due to China's economic downward trends.
The other thing that's happened since the last round of talks, Rob, is the arrest of that Huawei tech executive, Chinese executive in Canada, and then the Chinese arrested several Canadians as well. Is that likely to come up in these talks, or is that going to factor into the entire trade conversation?
Yeah, I think that will be part of these talks for sure. You know, China saw that arrest as a politically motivated arrest. And President Trump actually went so far to say that he may use the arrest of this Huawei executive as leverage in his team's talks with the Chinese. So that pretty much confirmed Beijing's suspicions that it was a politically motivated arrest, despite the fact that the Department of Justice in the United States seems to have legitimate concerns about her actions with regards to the violations of sanctions on Iran.
That's NPR Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz as another round of talks get underway between the U.S. and China. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And at least in early trading today, Wall Street seems sort of optimistic that they may be able to reach a deal. We'll see. You're listening to Here and Now.
When it comes to the government shutdown, Democrats and Republicans are talking past each other.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation.
This is national security we're talking about. We're not talking about games.
I'm Audie Cornish. The latest on the shutdown as it enters its third week, this afternoon on All Things Considered from NPR News.